Popping the Three Jams, Kansas City's number one for hip-hop and R&B. We got to talk with my man Daniel Silva, president and CEO of the Kansas City, Kansas Chamber of Commerce. How you doing over there, Daniel?
I'm well, playmaker, trying to stay cool. It's hot outside.
Yes, yes. We are trying to stay cool, and of course, we also are still trying to stay safe. During these times, as we're still dealing with COVID-19, Daniel, and you want to give us an update as far as what the mask mandate is concerned over on the over in the Wyandotte County side of things?
Sure, and folks on the Jackson County side and KCMO side that saw that Mayor Lucas did issue or reinstitute a mask mandate indoors. The unified government here on the KCK side followed suit last Friday at 2 p.m. The unified government commissioners approved the order the night before, and it was signed into effect last Friday at 2 p.m. So we are back on mask mandate here in Wyandotte County as well. We have aligned with the KCMO metro area, which I think is always a good thing to have alignment. Mm-hmm. You know, we're just encouraging people to comply with the mask mandate. And also, if you're not been vaccinated, to get fully vaccinated. You know, no one likes it, I think. But if this is what it takes to get out of this and get our economy back on track, and I know we've been saying that for a while, you know, we're going to do what it takes. And so we're just really encouraging people to follow the mandate, wear your mask indoors, except when eating or drinking, and let's get out of this. You know, we're in this together, you know, and no one likes it, but if at the end of this we come out of this, it's going to be great for everyone.
Yes. Daniel, tell us about some of the upcoming chamber events that's going to be happening.
Okay. You know, and on the moving forward note, you know, the chamber, obviously we want to make sure that we do not regress into another shutdown. So we are moving forward with events as best that we can. Obviously, when we have in-person events, we will comply with the mask mandate in unified government and in KCMO. A couple of exciting things coming up. So next Monday from 8:30 to 10, we are hosting the new superintendent for the KCK Public Schools, Dr. Stubblefield, and the new KCK Police Department Chief. So they will be here at the KCK Chamber offices, 727 Minnesota Avenue, KCK 66101, and we will be doing a meet and greet for folks to get a chance to chat with them and also hear some brief remarks from Superintendent Stubblefield and from Chief Oakman. So we're excited about that event. It will be an indoor event. We will be following mask protocol, so expect folks to be masked up for that event.
Nice.
Next Friday, we're hosting a congressional forum, our monthly public policy luncheon. This next Friday, we're hosting Doug Bach, who is the county administrator for the unified government. That would be the equivalent of the city manager for on the KCMO side. So look forward to hearing from him. Again, we're going to be in person, but also live streaming the event. So for folks that don't feel comfortable or cannot attend in person, we will live stream. And again, folks that are there in person will be masked up. On August 25th, we're hoping to have our monthly networking event. We will be outdoors, so we will not be required to wear masks. Again, if folks want to attend that are not vaccinated, we do urge them to wear a mask. And that event will be at Lemonade Park down in the West Bottoms. And if you haven't been to that event space, it is fantastic. It's next Wednesday, August 25th, 4:30 to 7. Should be a great turnout for that. And last but not least, on Tuesday, August 31st, from 4:30 to 6, we have confirmed both KCK mayoral candidates, Mayor Alvey and Mr. Tyrone Gardner, to participate in a KCK Chamber-sponsored debate.
Ooh.
Moderated, TBD on the moderator, but we will have someone moderating that event, and we look forward to having that at Memorial Hall. And again, that will be an in-person / live streamed event. So if you go in person, we will expect people to comply with mask protocols, but you can also catch it via live stream. So we're staying busy, we're complying, and we're keeping this thing moving forward.
That sounds very interesting, those events that you just mentioned, Daniel. And of course, we want to remind people to support local businesses as well.
Absolutely. You know, I cannot stress it enough, and I think I say it every time we're on the call. You know, the folks that have been hardest hit by this pandemic, and anytime we regress, you know, they feel it the most are our small local businesses. I'm talking small mom and pops, local, minority, women, veteran-owned businesses. You know, these are folks that really do carry the economy. They you know, create jobs. And we got to make sure that we're getting out there and supporting folks, you know, that are here in our communities. You know, every time we purchase something locally, that money stays here.
Yes.
So we want to make sure that we're supporting our small local businesses. And, you know, that's going to be a benefit to our metro economy as well.
Yes, yes. Daniel, tell them where can they get more information on what the chamber is doing.
Yeah, everything I talked about, you can find it on our website, kckchamber.com. Check us out on all social media platforms, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. We look forward to engaging with you all. If you're interested in joining the chamber, please hit us up. You can email me directly at daniel@kckchamber.com. We're going to keep this thing moving, but we're going to need help from everyone cooperating.
Daniel, thank you again for your time. Stay safe out there and looking forward to our next conversation.
Yes, sir. Always a pleasure.